Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to AGP episode 9. I'm Robert Kaler. It is May 20th, coming at you from South Orange Studios here in very dreary, very overcast South Orange, New Jersey. It has been one hell of a week. Everything's going very, very well. But luckily, another episode, another day. And I think I got a good one. We have a lot coming up. We have a lot to do. The good and bad news. Just an quick overview. I'm never going to take more than a couple of seconds to talk about this. We're going to keep changing it up. We're going to keep moving on with the show. We're going to keep trying to produce good content. I want to focus on making content that is I enjoy, but at the same time, is also not just sort of chucking it out there because it's just not very good. You want to be producing quality over quantity, and for a second there, I wanted to produce something each week. I don't think that's going to happen. It's definitely not. Right now, you're listening to the third time I've recorded this episode. So you can see I'm trying to put more effort and I'm trying to put better things on the table. The new plan is to produce maybe shorter episodes, but maybe produce more content that's more interesting and is more condensed as opposed to this sort of rambling style. And maybe if there's an episode that calls for that, then sure, but at the same time, maybe 30 minutes, maybe even 20 minutes, nowhere over maybe 45 if on certain places, but more focused content. So keep an eye out for that. At the same time, so like this whole guest thing, it's not working. All right, the people that I've tried to get on just don't seem to, there's either problems or scheduling conflicts, and I think at the same time I'm realizing there's just not, I don't know enough people who work in media, so people just don't really get the idea of what they're supposed to be doing. They're just not creators, right? They don't have a creative side to them, and because they don't have that, it's hard to just get people on. So but if you want to be on the show, find me and let me know you want to be on the show. Beyond that, I'm going to focus on just producing interesting stuff. And if we have other guests, for example, then let them be on. But I don't want to keep lying to anybody anymore and say like, oh, but we will have guests soon. No. Maybe. But from now on, I'm going to focus more on producing content and less on trying to get people to help me produce content. So keep an eye on that as well. Like I said, if someone's interested, then obviously find me. And I obviously will set something up. But until that point, we're going to focus on something else. So the thing I was going to focus on, and I don't know if any, okay, none of you people might know this. And this is always interesting to me. I'm very interested in how technology is impacting our life in 2017. And what's been on my mind recently is that we have all these apps, right? And from everything from the Google app, Instagram, you know, you have all these apps. And one of them that obviously is the big one is Tinder, right? So that's an online dating app. You'd classify those like dating and romance and relationships. But did you know that there's more than one way to skin a cat when it comes to online dating? Turns out online dating's like horrific. It's just murky, and I would probably throw out there and say that the minute you take a very natural and organic like process of dating and meeting people and put technology into that, I have no idea how that could ever be organic and easy and natural and how it could ever be the same way. Obviously, there's the success stories, but did you all know that we've taken a step like, okay, you're on Tinder, bah! Get that shit out of here. No. We get that. That's casual. That is some casual ass shit. Get that out of here. What do you want? Bumble? Oh, you have your job in New York. You work in finance. You push papers all day. You think you're going to become so big? Aha! Nope. Get that shit out of here. We're past Bumble. What are some other ones? Match.com? Please. Casual, mainstream stuff. Get that shit out of here. We do not need that. Because did you all know that there is an app called The League that is the most exclusive dating app out there that only picks the most elite candidates to put together to get that romance, to get that spark, to get them babies? We're getting it. I want to take you and walk you through The League. Because this is absolutely fascinating to me. Now, you might be wondering. No. Here we go. Because you have this app. And this app is kind of like the Illuminati, for what it's worth, of dating apps. Like I said, Tinder is literally, I think people, I've there's probably dogs who have Tinder's accounts, right? There are cats who have Tinder accounts, right? Not that cats shouldn't have love. Just saying, though. It's anybody can join it. It's very plebeian. No. We gotta get no. Okay, right off the bat, you want to join a dating app? How much money you make? 50 grand. Ah, nope. Cut your head off right at the moment. Guillotine, Napoleon, ba bam. Get out of here. How much money you make? 250,000. Where do you work? New York. Get that shit out of here. Way too little. No. I pay someone $250,000 to shine my shoes when I wake up in the morning. How much do you make? I make 3 million. I wipe my ass with $3 million bills. Just saying. Only the elite are getting in the league. And also, do not be confused, because there is also a TV show out there called The League. Don't get confused with that. So say you're interested. Number one. None of the people actually probably listening to this are qualified to be in the league. Listen, that's how we get dealt in life. What are you going to do? Sometimes you're 6'8" and you can be very, very good at sports, or sometimes you're 4'6" and you're very, very good and you're doing 4'6" stuff. So with that being said, you only get the things you got in life. There's nothing you can do about certain things. There are inalienable parts and intangible ideas. All right. You go on theleague.com, and there is an image of a woman sitting in a chair, and there is a male figure sitting next to her. They're both sitting in chairs facing facing the camera, and the woman is, she's just dressed normal. She's dressed like in a dress, and she has a dress on, right? And then she has maybe like thigh highs, like long stockings on. So it's like a very sort of glamorous look. Weird colors, though. I don't know. She has like a yellow dress on with orange stockings. Very like 70s, almost like Austin Powers 60s stuff. So, but she's just dressed normal. And she's not doing anything. But she has her left hand on the guy's leg to the left of her. Both are sitting cross-legged. But here's the weird part. He is in a suit, and he has a disco ball in front of his face. I don't know if this is some Picasso film. That's what I'm saying. I'm getting a lot of Picasso. I'm getting a lot of Dolly. I'm getting a lot of surrealism. I'm expecting some salamander to crawl out of her face, the moon to fall over, just red pudding to be everywhere. It's just a surrealism. This is what they're going for. I don't know where the disco ball comes into it. Figure that one out. What's the headline? Are you told your standards are too high? Now you see that? Gotcha. Right now you're listening and you're thinking to yourself, man, are my standards too high? We got you with that. It starts off with that interrogative question. That's a redundancy. Interrogative also means question, but it's an interrogative question, and it's urgent because it's like, well, maybe my standards are too high, so that means I have to do something. So there's a call to action. They've already got you. You see how much you want to be in the league already? Too bad. How much money you make? 10 million? I tip drivers who give me pizza with $10 million. Get out of here. Only the elite. Only the top of the top of the top, top cream of the top, cherry on top. That's who's getting into the league. Underneath that headline, here we go. Here's the subtime. So tell me if this applies to you. I know everybody wants to join. Listen, sometimes we can't have things in life, but we have to let's just enjoy this for what it is, the entertainment value. Keep them that way. We're not saying Tinder doesn't have its uses, parentheses, hello Vegas, exclamation point, end parentheses, but why not spend your time a little more ... intelligently? ? Okay, number one, I can tell Virginia Woolf wrote this because of the use of the ellipses. I respect that because they know that only really smart people and educated elite are going to be reading Virginia Woolf. I'm expecting some James Joyce third person indirect point of view in here. I'm expecting a lot of really good things from this. But okay, let's walk through one more time. Are you told your standards are too high? Keep them that way. Keep them. Listen. You only want to date people who make $700 billion a year. That's okay. That's fine. Listen, some people need their gold-plated jets to take them everywhere. We know this. We've all watched Vanderpump Rules. We know what Lala says. Listen, You need gold-plated jets. Everybody needs it. Got it. Keep them that way. Keep your standards high. We're not saying Tinder doesn't have its uses. Parentheses. Hello, Vegas! Exclamation point. End parentheses. How about the shade they're chucking at Tinder right here? They are going in on Tinder. Listen, we're not saying you're like, we're not saying you're some scumbag, like, you know, like mercantile peasant that uses Tinder. I guess every now and then I partake in a little bit of the Tinder, if you know what I mean. But why not spend your time a little bit more ... ellipsis, Virginia Woolf, intelligently, ? So what's interesting is that they come off very elitist, right? Are you told your standards are too high? That's an elitist mark, right? But spend your time more intelligently. Who are you catering to, the league? Well, remember, I know you're catering to anybody who just like vomits $70 billion. But all of a sudden now you want to be the educated elite, because you can be elite without being educated. There are a lot of rich people out there who are not doctors and PhDs, have not published anything, don't even have master's degrees, right? But they're trying to appeal to both. Also, there's a man here. He's staring at me. He has a disco ball in his head. There's a woman with Austin Powers costume on, touching his leg. I'm uncomfortable. Behind them is some sort of floral wallpaper. I'm very uncomfortable reading this, but let's just keep moving on. Let's get into this. Okay. We know your time is valuable, so tell us your preferences and we'll handle the scouting and the vetting for you. Okay, so you want to date someone who shares your education level and ambition, and maybe, just maybe, you'd like them to be in your same neighborhood, attractive and attractive enough to at least look good in black and white photos. Boy, this, the humor, the tone, the presentation, it's just there. It's just so down to earth, right? That's what it is. Listen, don't you want someone who has your education? Don't you want someone who's an elitist like you? Don't you want someone who drives Rolls Royces and just is totally out of touch with half of the fucking world? Don't you just want that? And you know, like, what if they were in your neighborhood? What if, like, they were, you know, near you? Like, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Like, yeah, and like, so would, like, wouldn't it be cool if, like world poverty just didn't exist either? Like, man, wouldn't it be cool if, like, there was, like, people could just all live in a house and not, we don't have to worry about homelessness anymore? Man, I just love how down to earth they are. I love it. They're just good old people. The league are just, if you look at the league and look at the people who run this, it's a bunch of good old boys, good old girls. You know what I mean? Down to earth, all American. You might at least looking good in black and white photos with a height that meets your way too restrictive height preferences. Of course, like, number one, if you are below 6 foot and you're a man, I mean, it's time to just thin this population. I mean, it's been good, man. You tried, but like, number one, go over to another country, maybe get some crazy surgery to increase your height. But listen, a lot of people have height preferences. If you're a girl and you're too tall, sorry, it's not going to cut it. These height preferences are just way too restrictive, and we need to keep them. Keep those standards. Like they said, keep your standards. That's what we need to do. And the league is going to help you with that. That's what they'll do. While your mother may call you picky, we call you self-aware. Ugh! Who wrote this? Because pay them more money. Pay them the billions upon billions of dollars you're getting. And then why not Nobel Peace Prize? Nobel Prize. And whatever. Make an own category for marketing, because this isn't crazy. You're just self-aware. I know you only date people who are between the sizes of 6 foot one and a half and 6 foot and three quarters. And they have to have short hair, and they have to live within three blocks of you, and they have to also be between the ages of 26 and 26 and a half, and they have to have blue eyes and be from a Polish, German, Russian ancestry and be able to speak three languages. Listen, that's maybe called picky, but you keep that. Keep that. It's about to be happy hour. This is from the actual thing. So after he says, we call you self-aware, it goes, it's about to be happy hour, so go get them. You just said you're going to do it for me. We'll handle the scouting and the vetting for you. You said it right above it. So, you know, this, man, the league. You lost it. I thought you were just a bunch of good old boys. I thought you were a bunch of good old boys and gals just trying to help these rich people find, you know, just trying to make these rich people's lives a lot less hard. You know what I mean? It's difficult. It's difficult being rich. I get that. It really is. Listen, it's about to be happy. It's about to be happy hour. Wow, that's nothing like objectifying other dates into drinks and alcoholic beverages that you just consume them. You know what? Good for you, the league. I appreciate. I know that's what I always think. I always think when I go on dates, I'm like, I'm just gonna drink this woman in. That's what I want to do. What was she like? You know, like what was? Hey, I heard you went on a date. What was that like, man? She was like, she's like a tall glass of water. Yep. That's exactly what we need in 2017. Just, okay, all right, I got you, the league. I see what you're doing. I see a little objectification. You're going to try to change it up? I got you. I see you. And then they add two hashtags. You got, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get the hashtags. You got to get the hashtags in. First hashtag, take this down. Single is in. Number two, never settle. That's, true, never settle, you know. That's... just get on, you know, get on Twitter, get those hashtags going, try to figure out why this guy still has a disco ball in front of his head. I'm not here to deal with this anymore. I'm going to take you through one more part of this. So right below it, it says, number one, you're going to get a little bit of the, those like quick points, right? This is what you do in any marketing. You give them a little bit of a narrative, you shucky and ducky them a little bit, and then bam. Now we hit with some rapid fire. Here we go. Number one, no voyeurs. Your profile will only ever be seen by those who meet your preferences. See ya, creepers. Well, you know, that's, and I think that's good because, you know, obviously these people are probably high profile. Makes a lot of sense. Sorry, creepers. I mean, seems a little bit, I'm just saying seems a little bit like prejudice against creepers. Just saying let's try to make sure that we're not alienating creepers here. I'm just saying, I mean. Number two, no randoms. An advanced screening algorithm keeps our community well-balanced and high-quality so that when you swipe right, you mean it. Number three, no games. Swipe right on everyone but don't ever message. You're only hurting yourself. Matches on the league expire after 21 days. See, listen, these people are not here to play games. They are here because, number one, they control the entire world through the New World Order. They're here to meet love. That's what they do. They are serious people. This is what they need in their life. They're not here. You only get 21 days in order to make things work. No. No games. This ain't no damn. This isn't Tinder in Vegas. Hello, Vegas! !! This is not Vegas. This is not a game. We are here to meet real people. Number four, no fakes. You'll never have to wonder if that Harvard hottie, wow, great alliteration. This is some like E.E. Cummings level of rant. I'm loving this. You'll never have to wonder if that Harvard hottie is too good to be true on the league. We all do research with single quotation marks. Okay, I think the league is the creeper. They're creeping. They're doing some quote research unquote. I see you, the league. I see what you're doing. I see you. Via social media. We'll show you their bio up front. Okay. Fair enough. You don't have to worry about people being fake on this. All right. Got it. Number five. No noise. Okay. No noise. We let you set ultra-specific preferences and only propose users who fit all of them. You just said that when you said the advanced screening algorithm that can meld walls and stuff. Okay. You're trying. I get you. No shame. Well, I mean, these people are rich. They really don't have any shame at this point. What could they do? They could buy, if these people really wanted to kill me right now, they could just hire somebody and have my body chucked into some river somewhere. So, I mean, I'm going to have to worry about shame. Okay. But anyway, we require both Facebook and LinkedIn. Listen, if you need privacy and you want the ultimate protection, you got to get Facebook and LinkedIn. Nobody has ever lied on their LinkedIn. No one has ever lied on their Facebook. You put them both together, it's pretty much gospel. I got it. To protect your privacy and block you from your coworkers, business connections, and Facebook friends. Well, that's a bit alienating, right? What if one of your Facebook friends is... Yeah, okay, whatever. Also, by the way, you also can't just download the app. You have to text them. You have to text them, by the way. And this is the end of their website. They put up a YouTube video, which is kind of terrible. And then they have at the end, are you in? We do the scouting and the vetting, and you do the matching and the petting. What? You do the matching and the petting, you sly dog. You you sons of bitches. I see what you did there, the league. Man, this got a little bit risky. A little edge. I like that. I like that. A little edginess, little intimacy there, a little romance, a little sex. I get that. I see. Went for that wholesome in the beginning. You went for that wholesome girl just touching the guy with the disco ball in front of his face. Now you're getting into it. I see what you're doing. You're just slowly building up. You're getting people going with this. I gotcha. And then it says, just text yourself the app now. So I did. So that's what I did. And for the most part, I downloaded the app and I made an account and everything's just been going good, right? Everything's been going great. And I filled out like the profile and I did all of the questions. And they said like it would take a little bit, obviously, for everything to get figured out. So I've just sort of been waiting, I'm like, I won't lie, like I'm at that point in my life where I'm just, looking to find the one, and I'm just sort of sick of dealing with such like, I saw the app and I was like, I know Tinder and that's like the big one and that's the hookup and everybody's sort of doing their thing on there, and then there's that Bumblebee one and that's like kind of weird. So I was like, maybe not. I think I'm good with that. So I've just sort of just been like waiting and just sort of, I've just sort of been, hold on. Oh, hey, I just got it. They sent me an email back. The league just sent me an email. Hold on. I'll do it right on live. Okay. So this is fun. This will be good. Cause I'll get like, I can't wait to see like, the cuties and all the hotties that like live in New York. And I didn't know if I'd make it. I know there's a lot of free, FAQs and, like, it's crazy. Like, I saw the production value on this website. This website, like, easily was made, like, in, had to take at least 10 minutes to make. So, it's talking about, okay, so, all right, hello, welcome to the league. To use the league, you must enter your Facebook credentials. Okay, and then after that, you must upgrade to a member for $200 annually. Oh. Okay. Yeah, upgrade to a member for only $179 annually. Okay. Yeah. And our team will review you manually. Members support our mission to keep the league selective and high quality. You get expedited reviews and 2 VIP tickets for friends to get priority. Oh, yeah, because that's what my plan was. Then I was gonna give them away. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Then you can get read receipts. You can get league power tickets for power moves. I don't know what a power move is. That kind of sounds weird. Access your stats. Customize your work. Create your own events app. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. You know what, guys? I don't really know if the league's for me. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I'm just not feeling. You know what I mean? I'm just not feeling it. I'm just nothing like personal. Just like, I'm just not. Just not. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you just gotta sort of like go with the flow. And I'm just not feeling it anymore. I'm just not really at that point in my life where I think I want to meet someone. You know what I mean? Like I'm busy and like with the podcast, putting an episode out like once every like a month, and it's just not bright. So yeah, like yeah, what, I'm not dejected or anything. It's just it is what it is. Like I gotta keep it selective. Like I don't really have $200 to just throw at stuff, I mean, it is what it is, right? Cool. Whatever. I think the plan is now is to just, just figure it out and just keep moving on, right? Just, yeah, keep going from there. So, I think it's just a good old app, you know what I mean? It's just by a bunch of good old people just trying to make sure that the Illuminati and the world leaders and the secret world government all have people to, they're just looking for love. Who doesn't? I love love, right? That's what I do. I love love, and I'm just looking for that good thing. I'm just looking for that girl who will sit next to me, staring blankly at the camera and put her hand on my leg while I hold a disco ball in front of my face, right? That's all I'm looking for. And ladies and gentlemen, if that's not what everybody's looking for, then I don't know what anything is. I really don't. I don't. So, you know, it's been an interesting episode, you know. Like, yeah, just thought I was going to meet the one, you know what I mean? Just thought I was going to do something. Just, okay. Whatever. Guess I'll just meet someone at the fucking supermarket or something. All right, thank you. You can contact the show at AfricaGodsPodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave a review on iTunes. Thank you all for listening. It has been episode 9, and we will see you in episode 10. For Robert Kaler, AGP, and all of the league, make sure that you're at least making $300 billion a quarter of a second in order to be in the league, and then you can join, and then you can meet all the hot cuties you want and pay $200 to join. So again, for AGP, take care. Talk to y'all later.